This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Lawyers for patients affected by a fertility clinic malfunction at university hospitals are asking for an independent monitor to oversee clinic protocol. Attorneys took their request yesterday to a Cuyahoga County judge. The motion asks Common Pleas Judge John O'Donnell to appoint a nationally recognized expert on the storage of eggs and embryos. The expert monitor would make sure UH is following proper procedures at its fertility clinic. 31 lawsuits have been filed against UH over the past month. A federal jury has convicted an Akron man of selling a deadly dose of heroin mixed with fentanyl. 29-year-old Jermaine Jeffries was found guilty after a two-week trial. He sold the deadly drug mix to a 52-year-old woman in 2015 who was later found dead. Jeffries faces at least 20 years in prison when he's sentenced later this year. The Bedford Heights Jail has been revamped into what officials are calling a comprehensive re-entry programming center. The 200-bed facility will give inmates job training, substance abuse help, and even culinary instruction. The center will house low-level male offenders. The first inmates could move in as early as next week. Playhouse Square has broken ground on new luxury apartment building in downtown Cleveland. The Lumen will stand 34 stories tall. Its name is a reference to the iconic GE chandelier, marking the entrance to the Performing Arts District. The 318-unit building will sit on the corner of Euclid and East 17th Street. Playhouse Square is still raising funds for the $135 million project. The University of Akron says it will conduct a national search for its next president. The Board of Trustees will begin meeting with university leaders next week and hire a search firm. President Matthew Wilson announced he's stepping down in July. He had been on the job since 2016 when he initially took the position in an interim role. He'll return to teaching at the law school, the third former president to rejoin the university as faculty. Mary Regula, the wife of longtime Stark County Congressman Ralph Regula, has died at the age of 91. Mary Regula is best known as the force behind the founding of the National First Ladies Library in Canton. Ralph Regula died 8 months ago. The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency says it's looking at allegations that defective Goodyear motorhome tires caused crashes that killed or injured 95 people during the past two decades. The allegations were revealed in an information-seeking letter that was sent to Goodyear by the National Highway Traffic Administration. Lawsuits and safety advocates allege the tires were designed for delivery trucks and not for recreational vehicles that travel at highway speeds. They allege that the Akron-based company kept the tire problem secret for years by settling cases and getting judges to seal records. Goodyear says it will cooperate fully with the investigation. The Akron Fire Department has given its medics bulletproof vests and helmets to protect them at active shooting scenes and other dangerous situations. The equipment was partially funded through a tax approved last year by voters. The Northern Ohio Golf Charities also gave the department $29,000 to help buy the gear. Ohio would get a red flag law and other bipartisan gun law changes embraced by Governor John Kasich under a bill introduced at the State House on Thursday. The so-called red flag law would enable family members, guardians, or police to ask judges to temporarily strip gun rights from people who show warning signs of violence through a new gun violence restraining order. Additional recommendations include forcing stricter compliance with deadlines and penalties around entering data into the national background check system, prohibiting those under domestic violence protection orders from buying or possessing firearms, and clarifying Ohio's prohibition on so-called straw man third-party gun purchases. This is WKSU.